Here's the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for September 22nd of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. With the always jam-packed news cycles, I didn't want this piece of news slipping by without giving it the light it must have. Last Friday, the Trump regime announced that it would fight against working-class Michiganders, and it would fight against the Great Lakes surrounding the Mitten State, by backing a Canadian oil company's desires to keep pumping dirty, inefficient, and dangerous crude oil under the Straits of Mackinac. Dear Leader, Trump's Justice Department filed what is known as a Statement of Interest in a lawsuit brought by Canadian oil company Enbridge against Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration in a U.S. District Court. Now, a few years ago, Whitmer's administration attempted to revoke the company's 72-year-old easement to operate the 4.5-mile stretch of the Line 5 oil pipeline, and that's where the line splits into two separate lines, transporting some 22 million gallons of crude oil and natural gas until it returns to a single pipeline in the Lower Peninsula, where it reaches its final destination in Sarnia, Ontario. Now, you might be asking yourself, how does that benefit Michigan considering the dangers this 72-year-old pipeline presents? And, well, you'd be right to conclude that it's not really worth the danger. I mean, as we are trying to move towards more efficient, longer-lasting, cleaner, cheaper energy sources of the 21st century, the regime is backing the energy makers of yesteryear. And meanwhile, the regime, through the MAGA murder budget passed last summer, is gutting clean energy investments that'll create thousands of jobs here in the state. So it should come as no shock that the regime, which accepted hundreds of millions of dollars from oil and gas lobbyists to Dear Leader's campaign last year, is backing dirty, expensive, and inefficient oil. No, let me clarify that, Canadian oil. Now, let's not forget how the regime is blocking the free market from working here in Michigan as it's stopping consumers' energy from closing a coal-fired power plant in the West Michigan County of Ottawa. And it's costing consumers' energy around $30 million to keep this old plant running, which of course will be passed on to consumers. I mean, how's that believing in the free market? How's that not an example of government corruption? Now, back to Line 5. Enbridge, the Canadian oil company, always uses scare tactics by declaring how shutting down Line 5 will lead to higher gas prices. But studies, even from those hired by Enbridge, the Canadian oil company, say if Line 5 is shut down, it'll only cost Michiganders an extra penny to 5 cents a gallon. And 95% of the oil that comes from Alberta, Canada, and travels through Line 5 under the Straits of Mackinac, yeah, that goes and stays in Canada. 95% of it. Now, after Enbridge's oil pipeline ruptured in Marshall back in 2010, where it dumped over 1 million gallons of oil into the Kalamazoo River, that ended up costing over $1 billion to clean up, Michiganders weren't all too enthused to keep Enbridge's old oil pipeline of yesteryear going under the Straits of Mackinac, especially considering how anchors nailed the pipeline, causing damage years ago. But thanks to former Republican Governor Rick Snyder, the people were ignored because, hey, donor money talks. And Snyder, with the MAGA Republican state legislature back in 2018, passed a bill to build a tunnel around the pipelines. Of course, it's expensive, and it probably will never be built because Enbridge, the Canadian oil company, doesn't want to pay for that. Yet there's the Trump regime choosing to side with a Canadian oil company over the American people? Over Michiganders? In addition to this court case, the Michigan Supreme Court announced it would hear two cases revolving around Line 5, including one case brought by Native American tribes against the pipeline and another opposing the Michigan Public Service Commission's decision to allow the Line 5 tunnel. So there's a long way to go, which I really think Enbridge, the Canadian oil company, really won, since it doesn't want to build the tunnel. Not at all. Enbridge wants to keep the pipeline going, putting our Great Lakes at risk and putting Michigan's economy at risk. But the Trump regime is happily backing the Canadian oil company over the people he supposedly represents. It's called American First, or so I'm told. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.